Faith and Freedom Tour, Stop 4, Washington's Statue. George Washington was present at the first meeting of the Constitutional Congress when it met at Carpenter's Hall in 1774. At the Second Continental Congress in 1775, he was elected as General of the Revolutionary Army and left for Boston. For this reason, he didn't sign the Declaration of Independence as he was leading the army in 1776. When the Constitutional Convention met, he was elected to preside over it in 1787. When the Constitution was ratified and the first presidential election held in 1789, Washington was elected unanimously. He was again unanimously elected for a second term, a feat that will undoubtedly never be repeated. Washington was a deeply religious man, whose favorite Bible verse was Micah 4, verse 4. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken it. He referenced it over 40 times in his writing. At the end of the Revolutionary War, when Washington had completed his work as a victorious general, he personally signed a letter to all 13 governors of the new independent states. That letter concludes with the prayer he composed, which quotes Micah 6, verse 8. He hath shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. However, he changed the verse to read, to do justice, love mercy, and imitate the divine author of our blessed religion, referring to Christ's character of love and peace.